Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. On this week's episode, I will talk to you about why my voice sounds this way. I'll get into that. And also 2022 year in review. Happy New Year to all of you here in 2023. But the 2022 year in review and how sometimes a year just seems to kick you in the nuts repeatedly on repeat nonstop throughout the year. So get into what that means, but how to kind of I guess turn that into a positive outlook. We'll see. And a little bit of a self-custody PSA and some stuff going on with movies plus, but and I will go as long as my voice will let me. So I apologize for the raspy voice that you're dealing with here. But first of all, I want to shout out to the Bitbox O2 hardware wallet from Shift Crypto. Go to Shift Crypto .ch/BitcoinMadeSimple and use the promo code Bitcoin Made Simple to get 5% off your order. But also this week, they're running a special. They're starting tomorrow, which would be Tuesday, January 3rd, through Friday, the whatever that Friday would be, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th. So they're running a special. It's 21% off the Bitbox O2 hardware wallet and 10% off all Bitbox accessories. So, 21% off a hardware wallet. I recommend you get that. Starts tomorrow, January 3rd, runs till January 6th. Go to shiftcrypto.ch/BitcoinMadeSimple, and you'll be able to get yourself a nice hardware wallet for 21% off. And then also shout out to Upstream Data for their black box. Go to upstreamdata.ca. You can check out their miners that they have for sale and all the other things that they have going on in the mining world. And then also Movies Plus. Go to mymoviesplus.com and use the promo code Corey, and you will get 1 year of Movies Plus for $24. That's right, $2 a month for original content that you're not going to find anywhere else. Plus, you're also going to get a lot of other content. We have thousands of other licensed titles, things that are just with us, things that are not available elsewhere, but then also things that maybe they are available elsewhere, but they're riddled with ads and all that bull crap. And for $2 a month with the promo code Corey, you can get those ad free. And also check out our live TV. We have live TV streaming right now. We had Christmas up, but now it's just 24/7 comedy channel with stand-up comedy. So check it out. We'll have more movie channels going up with live TV for people to check out if they haven't subscribed yet. So anyways, first things first, the reason my voice sounds like this and the reason that this didn't come out last week is because I got a nice Christmas present, and that was to get sick. Wasn't the Rona or anything. It was just the straight up flu. The old-fashioned flu that's back in fashion now. And my voice sounds like this because I was coughing so much and so hard that it completely made me lose my voice. It's crazy. I could feel the spot in my throat where it just was absolutely getting pummeled. Coughing, I don't know if you've ever done this, coughing to the point that you get a headache from it. That was fun. And it started the Saturday before Christmas, not for me, one of my kids. And then slowly progressed its way through to the point where it was like that on December 23rd, I was laying there, going from chills to sweating back and forth. And had to, we were all sick at that point in my house, had to struggle to get to Target, a solid hour and 15-minute round trip drive through snow-covered roads, to get to Target to get medicine and all that fun stuff that we were running low on. By some miracle, we ended up on Christmas Eve feeling okay. So we were able to have like a fun Christmas Eve with the kids. We weren't able to go anywhere, unfortunately, because I mean, we just didn't even feel up to it. But then on Christmas Day, the kids had a blast, obviously, because it's Christmas Day. The only bummer for us, really, that didn't affect the kids was we usually on Christmas Day go to my in-laws, after in the early afternoon and spend the rest of Christmas Day there. But my in-laws got sick with the same thing that we were dealing with. And it was my father-in-law kicked it, relatively quickly. But my mother-in-law, as you guys may know, is dealing with a pretty heavy bout of chemo. So her immune system was absolutely shot. And she was, pretty weak and tired. So it was not happening there. So we pushed our Christmas celebration with them back till New Year's Eve. But yeah, so anyways, we had a good Christmas. Kids had a blast. My house is officially Jurassic Park slash World. You can't go 2 feet without running into a Jurassic World toy. And I gotta admit it, being a boy dad is a little bit of a cheat code because, like, you're just playing, they just want to play. So it's like, oh, well, I want to play with dinosaurs. Let's do this. So anyways, but then it was fun because then at Christmas night, after my kids went to bed, one of them woke up with ear infection, which mutated into a double ear infection, which then we spent last Monday, the 26th, which was the observed Christmas holiday, so a lot of places were closed, doctor's offices and all those places. So we had to go to an urgent care, which was a 4 hour wait. But fortunately, they let us wait in the car. So he just slept and I nodded off and on. Who wants to spend 4 straight hours in a car staring at a snowbank in front of you? Just bored out of your mind. So turned out he and I figured since I was there, might as well get checked out too. And they just confirmed that I had the flu and all that kind of stuff. But they, yeah, double ear infection. So that was fun. Got through all that junk. Got to do a belated celebration with my family and all my siblings and everybody. It was supposed to be at my house, but we were not contagious at that point. Nobody was worried about that, but we had like zero energy. Like we had enough energy on the day that we celebrated with my family to, which sucks. We usually celebrate Christmas Eve with my family, and then we do like another thing when my sister from out of town comes in. That's like going to be our new tradition. She comes in the day after Christmas. Well, sucks. We weren't able to be there on Christmas Eve, which is a bummer because I really love that with my family. But on the 27th, we all got together, and it was supposed to be at our house. But I had just enough energy to drive to my other sister's house, who subbed in at the last minute and hosted for us. And it was kind of, and it was interesting to see, like, I think my whole family could see how worn down we all were. Cause even like our kids who, it's Christmas and they're excited about toys and everything, but then they'd like get excited about something they'd open and then they'd like sit down and kind of like be out of it and like tired and sit on the couch next to us and curl up. So it was definitely a December to remember. One thing I wanted to talk to you guys about was 2022. Like everybody talks about, like, oh, I survived 2020. Like, I mean, I guess I survived 2020, but like to me, 2020 wasn't horrific because we just, refused to let it affect our kids' lives and our lives, and we just moved on and lived our lives as normal as we could. First time we could go to sporting events, we were there. First time we could go to, parks or, playground. I mean, we went to parks and playgrounds right off the bat, but like, I mean, like amusement parks, anything that was opening, we went immediately. So 2020 didn't really seem like, oh, it kicked me in the nuts. 2021 was pretty good. But then 2022 kind of bookended with a similar thing, but then it was just a bunch of crotch shots the rest of the year. Because we moved, we were supposed to move right after Christmas last year, but ended up not doing it because we got COVID. We had to move everything by myself. We got in on Christmas, on New Year's Eve last year into our house around like 9 o'clock. And by the time I got the kids in bed, then my wife went to sleep, it was like 11:40, and I had taped the Michigan playoff game. They're playing Georgia in the college football playoff. I was really excited about it. The game started at 8, but we had made the decision that that was the day we were going to move. I thought I'd be done by 8, but obviously it didn't happen. And so I was like, well, I'll start the game right after midnight. I'll watch the ball drop, blah, blah, blah. So watch the ball drop in our new house. Then, right after midnight to kick off 2022, I turn on the Michigan game and they absolutely get the doors blown off them by the eventual national champions. And I was like, well, what a way to start off 2022. So then, that's sports. It's not that important in life. Then a couple weeks later, as you guys may know, we lost our baby, our beautiful baby that was on the way. And we were really excited for the baby. We just really excited to meet the baby. Just didn't want to meet the baby in January. Wanted to meet the baby maybe 5, 6 months later. So that was gut punch. Pretty much took us out of commission for a while. And I'll basically probably never recover from that. But how do you recover from holding your lifeless stillborn child? You just don't. You just find a way to move forward, Like I think people always talk about like, oh, how do you move on from things? Like, well, you don't. Like, it's a scar. It's gonna be there forever. It won't hurt, but the scar is still there. So, maybe when the weather changes, you feel it in your bone a little bit, like any, broken bone you might feel. So it heals, but it comes and goes. And I think that's a good thing because like I don't ever want to forget our baby. But I don't want to sit around and be like moping for the rest of my life. And the baby probably wouldn't want that either, as they're looking down on their, family and probably saying like, live your life. So we do live our life. But it doesn't mean you ever get over it. So anyways, that was the absolute rudest awakening into 2022. And then 2022, business-wise, could not have been a tougher year for Movies Plus. I mean, this was the moment, and like we had to steer ourselves into cash flow positive territory, and we were able to do that. But it took all the resources. I mean, if you're an entrepreneur, you understand this. But like, I mean, I literally don't remember last time I had a paycheck. And it was, as I described it to my one business partner, it felt like we were in a plane nosediving towards the ocean, and we started pulling back on the stick to get some, try and change it and get altitude and not crash. And like we just skimmed our noses off of the water, and now we're going up, and hopefully we can level off and keep going up. So it was hard from that aspect because you move into a new house, which I mean we didn't like greatly drastically increase our living expenses, but I don't know about you guys, but whenever you don't get paychecks for like a year on end, that tends to be a little painful. It's just, it's part of being a business owner, and taking your shot, the risk reward. The risk you take, or I guess the comfort you give up, is not having a regular pay job, like paycheck at a regular job. I mean, it's funny because like, obviously what I'm dealing with and trying to do is not to like pay myself like a sal like a an hourly job at like any, business like that you could go like apply for a job. But this like funny thing happens whenever you or no, whenever you're in a period of time in your business where you can't take a paycheck, so like you're just taking all your savings and dwindling it and like mapping out like how far into the future does this last? I hope, you know, and you keep trying to stretch it as far as possible. And then you just find yourself like sitting there at like a Target pickup order, and you're sitting there staring at these like teenagers, and you're like, that's so amazing. You just like show up and then like they give you money, you know, because like the concept eventually after like a handful of months, you like forget what it's like to get paid. And also it's tough as an entrepreneur because like, you know, the salary comes from like you. Like there is no Fortune 500 company behind you yet, at least, you know, that is providing you with that, backstopping you with that salary. So, you know, you work at Target. You're not worried about whether or not Target has money to pay you. You just work, you know, you're gonna get paid. You know, same with other salary jobs and stuff like that. But whenever, you know, you're a business owner, you're sitting there, you're living and dying by the profit and loss statements, you're, you know, sweating the numbers every month. And I'll be completely honest, that gets really exhausting. And you know, I'm kind of near my edge where I'm like, you know, this is tough. Like, you know, hopefully I can start getting back to some semblance of, you know, a paycheck here with the support of you guys and everybody that's been supporting Movies Plus. But yeah, I'm not asking you to, you know, cry or, you know, like I'm not asking for a sob story. I'm just letting you guys know what it's like if those of you that aren't an entrepreneur or haven't done it, maybe if you're thinking about it, you know, I tweeted this out recently, but I was like, if you are thinking about going out on your own, you need to be prepared to go 12 months without a paycheck. And, you know, that could be the initial 12 months. But then also, as the business is going along, I've been in business for myself. I'm Movies Plus is only, you know, just beginning, but like I've been on my own for over 8 years now or whatever. And, you know, there were periods of time where I had these stretches where you couldn't pay yourself. Then it all comes back and you get paid out and you're good and you get paid back. And there's just fluctuations that go on with this lifestyle. And it's just hard to balance that. I forget where I was going with that, but man, sorry, I'm really tired because again, sick. But yeah, I'm just so you know, there's the initial, if you want to go out on your own, the initial period of time where you have to go, how much runway do I have without having any ability to, you know, pay myself? I was an idiot. I think I had like 3 or 4 months. And like looking back on it, I'm like, oh my God, was that stupid? I mean, I guess if you never, you know, if you never do it, you never, you know, pull the band-aid off, you never get started. So, but like, I was like, oh my God, like looking back on it, I'm like, I couldn't imagine having that short of a runway. You know, like I get remotely close to that now with a business that's churning, and I start to like lay in bed awake at night and like sweat. So yeah, you gotta have a runway. And that include that runway, by the way, that includes that's your savings. Like, you know, you might not be investing a huge amount of cash into something, but if you're starting something, that's your investment. Is the money that you have saved. Like, yeah, people are like, don't touch your savings, don't touch your savings, you know. And I mean, I'm a proponent of that. And like, you should save as much as you can. But if you have a dream and an idea and a business that you want to do, the idea is that during that time frame that you're using that savings to supplement and offset your lack of income, you're going to build something that's going to return that savings tenfold, and maybe even more, and provide sustainable income going forward. And then you will, you know, be doing something that you love, hopefully, and you'll not be dealing with, you know, working for someone else. You'll be your own boss. So, anyways, the initial, you have to have that runway initially, but then, like I've experienced this last year, you have to have those, you have to be able to stomach the fact that, like, at points in time, you'll have to forego a paycheck again to keep the lights on at the business. And it's a thankless job. If somebody tweeted when I responded to my tweet, said it's a very lonely road. It is, because, nobody, and I'm not talking about this in particular with what's going on at Movies Plus, but like I've just seen it in the past with my businesses, is that, when you're the one at the top and you're like, you'll just, you'll quietly not take a paycheck for like 6 months. And let's say pay is getting really tight and there's not enough production coming in to bring in the revenue. And then all of a sudden, not enough film sales and stuff like that going on. And all of a sudden, the people that work for you, are starting to hear the rumblings from you that, like, hey, like, we need money. Otherwise, I can't carry the team here. And it's weird because, like, then, like, they react very differently to that. It's like the equivalent. I mean, that happens to people all the time. Like, if it were just regular people, you work a job and then you lose your job and you're like, oh my God, what do you mean the money stopped? I mean, I had that scenario happen a handful of years ago. And it's jarring for the people that work underneath you. But I mean, this time around, it's been nice because I've had partners that are in this with me. So it's less lonely. There's a group of four of us that are basically commiserating together on like what's the downside and what's, what's going on and all that kind of stuff. So at least this time around, last time I had to deal with business being tough, it was really me by myself. This was before Movies Plus and all that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, I mean, you just like, I was like people don't realize how tough it is. So anyways, enough boo-hooing. And then, to cap it all off with we got sick at Thanksgiving, had to spend Thanksgiving at home. Got sick at Christmas, had to spend Christmas at home. And then to cap it all off, Michigan got screwed on New Year's Eve this year in the college football playoff, and they should have won had they not had their quarterback not decided to throw two pick sixes, or had the referees had some semblance of what was going on in the world of football and what a touchdown looks like and what different penalties are, then it would have been a different story. So it was bookended by two miserable experiences as a college football fan, and in between those pieces of rotten bread was just a shit sandwich that was called 2022. So, as I said to my wife, I said, I'm looking at it this way, is that that was the year. Like, that was the year that we had to get through. That was a tough year. And not that it's going to be all rainbows and sunshine and butterflies going forward, but here's to better days. And I like to prefer, I prefer to look at it positively and have a positive outlook on those things. So yeah, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. And then before I get to the next thing, I do want to remind you to get a BitBox O2 hardware wallet from Shift Crypto. Go to shiftcrypto.ch/BitcoinMadeSimple. And like I said, right now, between January 3rd and 6th of 2023, you can get 21% off your BitBox O2 hardware wallet and 10% off all BitBox accessories. Please do it, because as I'm about to get into self-custody, this is just another PSA. My voice doesn't probably have too much longer, as you guys can tell. And I hope that by next week it'll be just normal and I can talk. The self-custody, if you pay attention to Bitcoin Twitter at all, I don't know the legitimacy of this. I really, for his sake, hope that this didn't happen and his Twitter account was hacked. But Luke Dash Jr., one of the core devs, tweeted out that his Bitcoin were compromised, his wallets were compromised, and all of his Bitcoin were stolen. Something like over 200 Bitcoin, which is a couple million dollars. So I really hope, because he wasn't very clear on whether it was a cold wallet or a hard wallet, but or a hot wallet. But if it's a cold wallet, then it really can't be compromised if you took all the proper steps, unless somebody gained access to your seed phrase. So with that being said, he was wishy-washy on that. I find it, I really hope he was being hacked, or maybe this is his version of a boating accident. I don't know. But I find it really hard to believe. I just can't fathom that a Bitcoin core developer contributor would not have cold storage like set up really well. Because, and all, I mean, you have to have some OPSEC to it. So, like, obviously Bitbox is a sponsor of ours, and I have a Bitbox. But is that where everything is? No. I'm a very paranoid person when it comes to that. So I'd rather make it so difficult that I almost lose everything than make it easier that somebody could possibly get into it. But yeah, I just find it hard to believe that he would have it on a cold wallet or a hot wallet, in any way, shape, or form where it was connected to the internet and somebody could gain access to his private keys and move his coin. So I hope for his sake he did not do that. I hope this is he was hacked, or this is just an elaborate boating accident scheme. Apologies. But yeah, this is just use this as a PSA, as we've seen with FTX in every other exchange blowing up. Get your keys or your coins off the exchange. Take them off the exchange. And don't just put them into a hot wallet. Please put them into a cold wallet. So that's where the Bitbox O2 hardware wallet comes in from Shift Crypto. And then also Movies Plus. I mean, we're rolling along. We have the live TV, like I mentioned. We have a George Floyd doc coming out in the middle of January, which will make it it's called I think it's called The Real Timeline. So it'll be interesting to see the reception for that. I've only seen like a bit of it, but I'm excited to see the whole thing. And then we have the Dividers coming out here probably end of February about the He Will Not Divide Us flag, that capture the flag game played with Shia LaBeouf. So yeah, if you like Shia, I think you'll enjoy that. But we have plenty more coming out and lots of stuff in the works. And again, if you guys want to get a year for $24, just use the promo code Corey, Cory. But yeah, my voice is about to crap out, so I am running out of time, but in steam. But I appreciate you guys, and I will make sure to get something out next week as well, no matter what my voice sounds like. And hopefully it sounds normal. So I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks again, as always, and I will catch you later.